Hello there, and welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, bringing you this update on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into what's been happening over the past couple of days in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. On the investment front, we've observed an interesting trend among Australia's institutional investors. A highlight from recent research by Nuveen notes their growing fondness for niche private markets. It seems 75% are planning to boost their allocations here over the next 5 years, greatly outpacing the global average of 66%. Unconventional private credit opportunities such as NAV lending and asset-backed securities like music royalties and airplane leasing are becoming popular choices. This strong preference towards non-traditional sectors like energy infrastructure credit is not only offering diversification, but a stable income as well. Funds like CRE Debt Fund and Nuveen Churchill Private Credit Income Fund are helping to facilitate access to this private capital. Switching to insurance, a recent Mercer report raises concerns about the sustainability of insurance coverage through Australian superannuation funds. With only 50% of members covered and insurance benefits only slightly higher than the total premiums paid, the future seems uncertain. Factors contributing to this are scale and affordability issues resulting from government policy changes, including the Protecting Your Super and Putting Members' Interests First packages. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission and the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority are stepping up regulatory scrutiny, intending to enhance member experiences, though results so far haven't quite met expectations. Let's now look at the latest from our labor market. In a surprising turn, the Australian Bureau of Statistics reported unexpected unemployment data for February. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%, yet there was a significant loss of 52,800 jobs, indicating a contraction of 0.4%. These figures have led financial experts to speculate on whether the Reserve Bank of Australia might consider a rate cut to stimulate economic activity. The future policy decisions of the RBA will be very much influenced by the evolving job market. In a final note on insurance, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority recently ruled in favor of QBE Insurance in a dispute against an uninsured driver. The driver, who was involved in a collision with a QBE-insured vehicle, claimed compensation for vehicle damage and legal fees. The AFCA, however, found the driver to be partially at fault for failing to maintain a safe driving distance, resulting in the accident. The authority thereby denied the compensation claim, but instructed QBE to pay out $500 for initial misinformation about financial obligations in relation to the accident. That's all for today's news. We urge you to stay informed and make smart financial decisions. For more updates, you can always visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estratori, signing off for the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Stay safe and have a great day.